Heraklon International presents Secrets of the Sands, The Desert Prince by Alicia Sevigny. Read for you by Sachi Lovett. Chapter 1. North? Reb echoes. The scribe looks like he's just tumbled off the back of a donkey. You wish us to go north after Princess Marat? Yes, I say. My heart and mind are still racing from our confrontation with the Queen of Egypt. If we hurry, we may catch up to the Hyksos chieftain and his men. Did you not hear, Queen Anat? The princess was given to him just before the queen herself arrived here.
You mean when she arrived here to kill us? Reb points out. Why should we trust anything the queen says? She came to take the scroll and send us to the underworld.
He gestures at the mastaba that houses my parents' bodies, that would have held our bodies if not for the intervention of the young Prince Tutan and Amis.
It is a good thing she only accomplished the first task,
Passer says cheerily, still holding the surgical blade Amis gave him. By the god's good graces, the physician's knife and the prince's royal command were enough to stop Crooked Nose from entombing us alive. Amis and Prince Tutan are now on their way back to the palace to check on my brother, Kai, who is still recovering from the risky surgery Amis performed only hours ago. Crooked Nose, Queen Anat's favorite soldier, is with them,